Welcome to episode 34 of the Snowflake Snow Pro Course Certification In-Depth Training Podcast. I am Yakub Abdul Hakim from BrightFlux, and as a seasoned certified Snowflake user, I'm excited to delve into one of the most important aspects of managing data in Snowflake, granting and revoking privileges. Understanding this is crucial, not just for managing data access, but also for securing your Snowflake environment. Let's dive deep into this topic to ensure you're well prepared for your exam and adept at managing permissions within Snowflake. First, let's clarify what we mean by privileges. In Snowflake, privileges are rights or permissions granted to users or roles to perform specific actions on securable objects like schemas, tables, and views. This granularity in permissions helps in implementing the principle of least privilege, ensuring users have only the permissions they need to perform their tasks. Granting privileges. Granting privileges in Snowflake is straightforward yet powerful. You can grant privileges to users directly, but it's a best practice to grant privileges to roles and then assign users to these roles. Why? It simplifies management and enhances security by grouping permissions based on job functions or requirements. To grant a privilege, you use the grant statement with the syntax grant privilege on object to role user. The privileges you can grant range from usage on databases and schemas to select on tables and views. For comprehensive access, you can grant the role privilege, empowering a role with all permissions of another role. Here's an example of granting select privileges on a table to a role. Grant select on table sales data to analyst role. Remember, the effective permissions of a user are the union of all permissions granted to the roles assigned to them. Revoking privileges. Equally important as granting permissions is the ability to revoke them. The revoke statement is used to remove previously granted privileges, ensuring users or roles do not retain access they no longer need. The syntax is similar to the grant statement, revoke privilege on object from role user. Revoking permissions is essential for maintaining a secure and compliant environment, especially when users change roles or leave the organization. Here's an example of revoking select privileges from a role. Revoke select on table sales data from analyst role. Auto revoke class. Snowflake also features an auto-revoke mechanism, which automatically revokes privileges on objects that are dropped. This helps in maintaining a clean security posture by ensuring there are no orphaned privileges. Ownership and privileges. It's worth noting that ownership of an object in Snowflake implies full control, including the ability to grant and revoke privileges on that object. However, owners can transfer ownership to ensure proper segregation of duties. Security best practices. In closing, let's highlight a few security best practices when it comes to granting and revoking privileges in Snowflake. 1. Default to the principle of least privilege. 2. Whenever possible, grant privileges to roles instead of individual users. 3. Regularly review and audit permissions. 4. Utilize Snowflake's built-in security features like data masking and role access policies for additional layers of security. By adhering to these principles and understanding the mechanisms of granting and revoking privileges in Snowflake, you'll be better prepared for your exam and capable of securing your Snowflake environment. Thank you for joining me today on this deep dive. Please feel free to reach out with any questions and keep tuning in for more in-depth training on Snowflake.